welcome, my friends. Yes, it is my favorite day of the week, Friday, March the 23rd, rubbing a well with you for the next hour. And as usual, Fridays are always interesting on Wall Street. They managed to avert a near disaster with a case of high-frequency trading, playing havoc with a IPO. And yes, Apple was involved in the mayhem, stock falling almost 9%. Culprit being flash trading. But the Dow managed to still end in the green to end the week up 34 points at 13,080. NASDAQ higher by 4 at $3,067. Dollar weaker on the day by 32 basis points. Dollar index at 79.33. But the interesting thing was the crude oil market. Jumping $3. On a story that everybody knew that Iran's oil production had declined with the advent of sanctions, but nevertheless, the traders were stunned with the $3 move in crude oil prices. Crude oil ended the day up $1.42 at $106.77. Well, after yesterday's risk-off trade, the risk-on trade was back in vogue today. Gold closing up $17.90 at $16.63. Silver up 85 cents at $32.34. Platinum higher by $4 at $16.30. Platinum higher by 4 at 662. And yes, even the miners managed a positive day. XAU higher by 284 basis points, closing the week out at 177.10. And we'll take a quick timeout and be right back with Charles Coulson from Straight Gate Ministries after these messages.
Hey, meat eaters. The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Spinning, losing, and winning, keeping my head. Watching for signals, fearless and vigil, was I misled? I remember you said that you don't want to forget me. It doesn't matter which of our fantasies play.
Welcome back to the flip side for this Friday, and as we do each and every Friday, we spend time with Charles Colson from Straight Gate Ministries. Chuck, how are you doing, my friend?
Good afternoon, Robbie. I'm well, I think. Here in Colorado and sunny. And
yes.
I listened to your comment on the rising oil prices, and note that our friend Ben Bernanke slipped out of the shadows where he's been lurking and came out with another announcement this week, today, that the Federal Reserve is going to reinstitute the twist. You remember the twist?
Yes.
The pre-rock and roll dance. And the twist is that the government, the Federal Reserve, is announcing they're going to bail out the long-term government bond market. They're going to prevent long-term government bonds from continuing the collapse that started 3 or 4 days ago. And that means that government bonds, along with oil, went up today. And the Federal Reserve says that they're going to, the twist means they're going to sell short-term government bonds, which they think will take care of themselves, and buy these long-term ones to keep the price up so that you won't have a panicky exit from the overpriced government bond market. I know that was news I noticed today that I thought was significant. I don't know if you picked up on it or not. But,
absolutely.
My question is,
they are getting very nervous.
Right, and that's just one stop short of saying, Ben Bernanke coming out and announcing that they've decided they're going to buy the Dow Jones averages, and that in the future the Dow Jones averages will not ever go down because the Federal Reserve will buy them. But buying the government bond market is even bigger than buying the Dow Jones averages.
Yeah, well, that in large part explains the pop in gold and silver prices today as well. A lot of people attributed it to the spike in oil, but I think over this weekend we'll read in the analysis that in large part of it was due to the rumors of the Fed statements and what it ultimately means.
Good old twist.
Yeah, well, you know, every day, Chuck, it's an amazing thing in the financial markets. Just depending on what headline is the headline of today, the consensus on Wall Street is either risk on or risk off. You know, it's and I'm sure it's confusing for a lot of people out there, because they don't know what to do. Is Europe still a risk? Isn't it a risk? Are we going to war with Iran? Are we not going to war with Iran? I mean, this $3 spike in oil prices today was based on news that everybody knew about. I mean, this wasn't new news that Iran's oil production had decreased by 200,000 barrels. I mean, we all knew that based on the sanctions.
Actually, a couple of days ago, Robbie, the announcement came out that President Obama had backed down on his sanctions to the extent that he was allowing European countries, including Japan, plus Japan, to buy, I think there were nine countries, that are going to be able to go ahead and trade with Iran for oil without facing these sanctions. And that brought something to mind. These sanctions against Iraq, or pardon me, Iran, I keep wanting to, isn't it funny how this is Iraq
yes.
all over again, for those who are going to remember Iraq. But these sanctions against Iran are really not against Iran. They're against all these European countries who are simply told that if they buy oil from Iran, they're going to be punished by the United States. How insane can you get? Here we're worried about the collapse of European countries, and on come these sanctions. And to Obama's credit, he seems to have noticed that and relieved this pressure on Europe, allowing them to at least buy the cheapest oil they can get, which, of course, is the oil in Iran, because Iran has the biggest surplus, so they're more than likely willing to sell for less than the next guy.
Well, you know, Iran's not going to be his only problem in the foreseeable future, because, you know, as we have speculated many times, whenever a Middle Eastern country talks about moving from the dollar for trading in oil, there's never a good outcome. Today there was a report out of Saudi Arabia that maybe Saudi Arabia is now looking to sell oil in a currency other than the U.S. dollar.
Yes, well, those rumors go around, but of course Saudi Arabia is pretty much tied to the U.S. And
yeah.
they would. I'm sure they would might threaten that, but that might not happen too soon. But certainly, Iran would sell oil to anybody in it with any currency that they'd offer, I think.
Yes, the unintended consequences of this latest round of increased sanctions is forcing a lot of Asian currencies to start looking seriously at creating a de facto gold standard. Because if there's one asset class that they will all trade in, irrespective of what the situation is, you can always sell oil for gold.
Yes. Well, that can be of course coming. Wisdom that I've heard coming out of some of the wise people who are watching from economy of China and Taiwan and Japan very closely is that inflation of cost of labor is going up very rapidly, and it now seems that in spite of all the pressure there has been to downplay inflation, that costs of producing things are going up because the cost of labor is going up so fast. And that's as well as raw materials, as we know, copper and iron and just about every raw material you can think of is sky high, including grains and foodstuffs. So how come there has not, these haven't burst forth in uncontrollable price inflation when there's some concern that that might be happening?
Well, the reason, and it was an interesting debate the other day I saw, the reason why inflation is not more prominent on news headlines is a lot of the companies are not passing on the higher cost of basic food costs onto the consumer. In other words, your major producers are holding down, passing on increases to the consumer. You know, companies like Costco, for instance.
Yeah, Safeway.
Safeway, and absolutely. But at some point in time, Chuck, you know, $5 a gallon gasoline is going to show up. When, I don't know, but, you know, the price of gasoline isn't going down. As a matter of fact, the price of gasoline has risen, I think, now for 10 straight days.
Well, it will go down if the war goes away, because the threat of war is what's keeping it up. And there is enough fuel. That's one thing that there's enough of. And this, of course, should be the proper answer is let's not go to war. More and more people are now saying war means $10 a gallon gasoline.
Oh, and you can take that figure to the bank, my friend. We're speaking to Charles Paulson from Straight Gate Ministries. We'll take a quick time out and be right back.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like elderberry power, oregacillin, olive leaf capsules, grapefruit seed extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, herbalhealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes: whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
To the flip side, we are speaking with Charles Colson from Straight Gate Ministries. Chuck, there are a number of elected representatives in the U.S. Congress that are doing everything in their power to propel America into a war with Iran. And the most disingenuous and intellectually challenged representative from New York, Peter King, came out with the most outrageous statement the other day, saying that there are hundreds of thousands of Hezbollah operatives inside the U.S. who are just waiting for the command from Iran to start attacks within the U.S. As a matter of fact, Peter King held a hearing this week, as he is the committee chair on Homeland Security. The hearing was entitled Iran, Hezbollah, and the Threat to the Homeland. I mean, how can these people still continue to peddle the same garbage and get away with it?
Well, of course, we've said all along that the reason they get away with it, crackpot congressmen, I suppose, would be the right word for a few of them, because we pretty much know that there is no giant movement of Hezbollah inside the United States. Pretty much limited to the Middle East and probably to Lebanon, The biggest reason they get along with it is because of the activism of, number one, AIPAC, who, of course, we talked about a week or so ago. We visited AIPAC's meeting in New York. It was a full-fledged command demand for war against Iran. And, of course, Israel, the source, the home ground of AIPAC, it's really not American. AIPAC, American-Israeli Public Affairs Committee, is very much Israeli. It's not American-Israeli. It's Israeli-American Public Affairs Committee. And its purpose is to generate this war, because the only people that benefit from it is Israel. And the purpose of all of this, if you really look at it, is to break down all of the oil-producing states into little sub-states, try to crack them into little pieces. This is probably going on right now in Iraq. You'll find Kurdish Iraq pretty soon, and then they'll decide they want Sunni Iraq and then a Shiite Iraq, or however they decide to crack it up. The idea is to break it down into pieces that makes it easier for Israel's war machine to go out and capture or basically gain control of these little independent countries that have oil. And this is the AIPAC game. This is the game behind the game. They don't care if our price of oil goes to $300 a barrel in the meantime, as long as Israel is able to go in and crack up Iraq, crack up Iran, break down Sudan, and take over these countries one by one from within, using their tremendously organized capabilities like the CIA, I suppose, and so that's the power behind Peter King, is the support of AIPAC. And then who in America prevents a big foot from coming down on these people and from saying no to Congress? And, of course, that is your well-fed, fattened Christian Zionist so-called right. They're neither right nor left nor center. They're simply the pro-Israel, pro-AIPAC religious faction in America. So combining these two together, this is the force that is at work within our country, and this is what feeds Peter King. And others, of course, like the Third Jihad, led by Sheldon Alderson and supported by Pamela Geller, which is in the news. Long answer.
We'll take another quick time out and be right back with Charles Carlson after this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Do you ever find yourself in this situation? You're in your local health store looking for a remedy, and there are 20 different brands claiming to do the same thing. Well, it's time to stop worrying that it's a hopeless search. Fact is, every day we are exposed to an environmental medium that has become full of toxins. The only thing you can do to defend yourself is to find the solution. At TerraVim, we focus on carrying only the highest quality natural supplements. We understand it's a difficult task to filter through the multitude of options to find your divine source of immortality, your golden apple. That's why we have made available to you products that are at the top of their game. Natural vitamins and supplements your body understands how to utilize. Visit our website at terravim.com. That's TerraVim.com. to find what you've always been looking for, the solution. Terravim, the best supplements on earth.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back to Inside for this Friday. Speaking to Charles Belson from Straight Gate Ministries. Chuck, last week you told us the story about the video that Tom Compton had produced in it. And I guess it's been up on YouTube for many years, but all of a sudden, if you go to the video now, you will see the message that the video is no longer available due to a copyright claim by John Hagee Ministries. And of interest is that John Hagee last week and his Night to Honor Israel was in Tel Aviv in Israel speaking before a group of American evangelicals that had traveled to Israel. And he introduced Benjamin Netanyahu as the next Messiah.
Yes, I don't know whether that was a joke or one of his style of jokes or not, but he did. Some thought that he was making a play on words, that Netanyahu, who doesn't have a great deal of time for Hagee, he just puts up with him, of course, because he brings money and he has all his power in the U.S., and some thought that Netanyahu insulted Hagee by showing up late, and that Hagee was making sort of a play on words by saying the Messiah was late. But I don't know if he really meant that. You wouldn't think he really meant that Netanyahu was a replacement for Jesus Christ, but that was kind of how it sounded. But as we said, John Hagee is such an incredible buffoon, you really don't know how to take the things he says. And this prayer that he has rendered for war is on, it's on our website, of course, it's no mystery, and it's still available on a number of other people's websites. We just took about 50 seconds out of his incredible prayer in which he actually said, I pray that God will give our president the something like the power and the determination to make war. And he was talking about bombing Iraq for the first time 8 years ago. We simply had put that into a simple little video that talked about our vigils at John Hagee's places of worship or places of corruption or whatever. And somehow he noticed it and got sufficiently upset so that he went to YouTube, and YouTube has a policy of whoever shouts first wins the first round, and then you have to prove that you have a right. And whoever screams, the other guy has to prove that he was right. So Hagee managed to get our video lifted from YouTube, but it's still available other places. And his prayer is still available other places, and we're reproducing it. But Hagee, of course, is outrageous and is not respected really by very many people in the broad range of the evangelical circles. He's getting to be more and more infamous for saying the outrageous and doing the outrageous. And I think that is going to be one of the Achilles heels of this radical Christian Zionist movement, is people like John Hagee become a huge embarrassment. And hopefully that will help us in trying to bring this abuse to an end. But in the meantime, they are one of the powers that keeps Peter King shouting and squalling, and Pamela Geller putting out films that are calling for jihad. And they are the swing factor. And I think Hagee claims that he can mount 50 million supporters. He said this in this meeting in Israel, that he could, that he had a million members now of Christians United for Israel, and that they could mount 50 million, I don't know, supporters or voters or some complete outrageous nonsense. But that is indeed how many people have been influenced by this idea. If I may, I'll give you an idea of how people are influenced by this. Could we take a minute to do that?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. If you were to ask people to write down a list of the 10 worst countries in the world, most people couldn't name 10, but those that kind of follow the news would probably put Syria on it, and certainly Iran would be at the top, and so on down the line. But a good number of them would probably end up naming a country that they couldn't even find on the map, Sudan, the Anglo-Egyptian Sudan, it used to be called. And the Sudan is one of these countries that has a lot of oil, and people don't know much about it, and a very poor population, and it's being systematically carved up into these hunks. And Israel is very much involved in doing this, and so is our government. Now, the way it works in Sudan is that a movement was started to invade Sudan from the south, and this movement claimed, it was headed by one John Garang 20 years ago, and they simply claimed that the south of Sudan was Christian and they needed Christian leadership, and the north of Sudan, they said, was Arab, and therefore the two should be separated on religious grounds. And so you had a civil war developed that went on for years and years and years. And what the war was really about is there's oil in southern Sudan. And eventually, with the aid of sanctions put on Sudan by the U.S., putting pressure on Sudan, and then armaments sold to the rebels who were going into southern Sudan by the State of Israel, pretty soon, eventually, you had such chaos and poverty and destruction that you had a beginning of mass immigration out of southern Sudan, and you had these poor black people from southern Sudan who were neither Christian nor Muslim. They were primarily just tribal, and they were going in every possible direction they could go to get away from the war zone. And eventually, the government of Sudan was forced to capitulate, and they agreed to break off part of Sudan into what is now called southern Sudan. Southern Sudan is so impoverished, except for the oil, of course, which the rebels that took it over are controlling, that you had mass immigration, and we now have Sudanese people living in every city in America. And they've been adopted by every church that is a humanitarian church you can think of in America. And you find Sudanese people working in churches and being supported by churches. And those people were driven out of this southern Sudan. And it's all blamed upon the government of Sudan, but actually it was all over the oil. And interesting in the news right now as we speak, Robbie, the state of Israel has absorbed unwillingly 50,000 of these immigrants who've come over all the way across Egypt, the Sinai, and walked across the border into wonderful Israel, where they heard that there was democracy, and asked for asylum. And what has Israel done? They built an 11,000-man penitentiary. And as these people come across, they're captured and stuffed into this penitentiary for 3 years. They passed a law that says if you come from Sudan into Israel, you're going to get 3 years of pen time. And then Israel very graciously allows them to option to be exported back into the place they've come from. They come there because Israel were the people who provided the arms for the rebels who helped create this southern Sudan. And of course, southern Sudan is now trying to find a market for their oil independent of northern Sudan. And as we speak, there's another movement. Another invasion is going on, and that is called Namibia. And the Namibians are an ancient people who live in the mountains of southeastern Sudan, and they are now having to flee because the rebels that created southern Sudan are being armed, and they're moving forward into Namibia and the mountains of Namibia. And we're being told that Sudan is persecuting these Namibians, who they claim are Christians, which is very doubtful. And so you have another move to break off yet another piece of Sudan into what would probably be called Namibia or something like that. And again, it would be controlled from beneath by Israel and whoever is providing the arms for the rebels. And again, you'd have another immigrant population. But Israel is so democratic and so wonderful that when these immigrants show up there, unlike the United States, where we put them to work in our churches and schools, the Israelis stick them in a prison. And that's by edict, which has been passed in their parliament. And it has all kinds of press right now. We wouldn't hear anything about it if these were Arab people who were Muslim. They would just be considered invading Israel or something. But because they're poor black people coming from southern Sudan, there's a kind of a row about this going on. And a lot of people are saying, what kind of a democracy is Israel where they take these people and give them 3 years? Well, a guy recently literally froze to death in Israel. I didn't know you could freeze to death in Israel, but I guess you can, because they wouldn't give him a blanket. This is the kind of treatment these people have been getting. If you go to our website, there's a beautiful movie made there about these people, a sad movie, that shows all of these people wandering around Israel. So this is part of the movement to break down all these oil-producing states by first discrediting them, calling them Islamic hate countries, building up the animosity in the eyes of the Western world and Americans and so on, and then systematically creating revolution inside the country, breaking it up, and then attaching themselves to the oil. This is going on all the time. Why does Israel want war? It's because they have an agenda, and that agenda is to gradually take over everything from the Nile to the Euphrates and to create that into a greater Israel. And of course, now they want to go further. They want to go all the way to Sudan, which is, the Nile runs through the middle of Sudan. So long story, but this is how it's working, Robbie. And Sudan is one place we don't hear much about. And I just happened to bump into it in a church I visited where there were two Sudanese kids there in the church. And the people there believe that the government of Sudan is racially hates these people and is driving them out, when in fact it's nothing more than this revolution for oil. I'll stop.
Yeah, it's always for oil, Chuck. Let's try and squeeze in a call here real quickly. Arthur in Georgia. Hey, Arthur.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
All right. Thanks.
I'm kind of curious. I was wondering if you guys had heard, or I heard something about this earlier on a show earlier on RBN about some discussion about the New York Stock Exchange supposedly merging with the German Stock Exchange, and then I guess after they settled their disagreements, whatever, with the SEC, of the New York Stock Exchange supposedly going to be moving over there to Germany. And I was wondering if you guys have heard anything about that, and if so, what can you tell us? Because I'm still a little bit taken aback by this.
Unfortunately, it's still up in the air whether that deal is going to go through, and nobody is too confident that all the T's have been crossed and all the I's have been dotted. So it's still pretty much up in the air.
And I don't know what it means either, Robbie, or whether it's going to happen. But, of course, we've heard about it a lot, and it's been going on for a long time. And the last thing I heard was this, just what you heard, that something went wrong and they haven't been able to pull it off. And why they want to pull it off, I don't know. I guess it's got a financial wrinkle to it, but I don't know what it is.
Yeah, it just seems really odd to me. I mean, I can't understand why on God's green earth they would even contemplate something like this. And, I mean, even if they could pull it off, do they honestly think the American people would, I mean, not to say that the American people are, you know, actually have the courage to stand
American
up to anybody,
people,
but... I just find it hard to believe that America would tolerate this.
Yeah, Americans, by and large, are still dealing with the, who's going to become the Republican nominee, and they are not paying too much attention to all the fluff that is taking place outside of that. So,
I might add that what the New York Stock Exchange is an auction market. If you go down to the cattle auction where they run the cattle through in Georgia, the auction market they don't own the cattle that come through there. They basically are making commissions on buying and selling them. And there's other exchanges as well, and the merger of the exchange with a European stock exchange probably has some significance, but it's not quite the significance you might think. It doesn't mean that AT&T and IBM are going to merge with Telefunken or anything like that. It only is talking about the auction barn.
And we'll take another quick time out and be back and wrap up this Friday edition of The Flip Side with Charles Carlson after these messages.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Welcome back to the flip side for this Friday. Speaking with Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries, you can access Charles's website at WHTT.org. There's also a link to it on my website at RobbieNoll.com. Final thoughts for this Friday, Chuck?
Well, watch the oil barometer. It did hit 105 or 6 today, or close there.
108. But, 108.
108, but where did it close? 106? Whatever it is, watch it. If it starts moving down, it's an indicator of peace. And I think that may be happening. Stay focused. The movement for peace and freedom is growing. The sentiment against AIPAC and the state of Israel's antics, abuse, and of course the Christian Zionist phenomena is wearing thin and starting to actually fail. I'd say right now the odds of war are diminishing. We actually have a chance for peace, and I wouldn't have said that 6 months ago at all. It's because of people's hard work, and of course because people are wising up to what's going on around them. And I look forward to the day when people will laugh when the name John Hagee is said, and he won't even be considered a religious person. He'll be considered a relic of the past. So final words are, look up. It's it's starting to get better. We just have trouble seeing it, but it's coming.
Well, from your lips to God's ears, my friend.
Hope so.
Thanks, Hope Chuck.
So. Consider that a prayer. Consider that a prayer.
Absolutely. Thank you, my friend.
All right.
Well, I hope you have a great week, and look forward to better
next
news
week.
Next week.
Next week. Better news next week. Yeah, better. More peace
right.
in the air.
Thanks, Chuck, as always, my friend.
All right, good night.
Stand by, my friends. Coming up top of the hour, Alan Watton cutting through the matrix. And as I do each and every Friday, just a quick reminder that for whatever strange reason, the weekends always produce interesting stories. And I do my best to post them on my website at robbynull.com. So check it at least once during the weekend, because it could set the tone for the entire week. Trust you have a great weekend, and we'll do this again Monday. Till then, see you, bye.